So we're on the Rif, Daf Hei Amud Beit. Tanu Rabanan. We have a braisa from Rav Chiya and Rav Hoshaya. Yeshmit, ma kore pasuk echad. Lo yumar gmod kula vechzor vikat pasuk. If the reader missed a verse, he shouldn't say, you know what, I'll finish it and then I'll go back to that verse. Ela kore moto pasuk veilach. But rather he should go back to that verse and read from there on. Nichnas bet haknes umtza tzibur shekaru chetzia. He comes late to shul. They're halfway through the Megillah. Lo yomar ekachetzia matzbo vechzor vekachetzia rishon. He shouldn't say, well, let me catch the second half and then I'll fill in the first half. But he reads it from the beginning till then. So sometimes when I read Megillah and it's a crowd of latecomers, it's not in shul. Sometimes I've read for the second or third minyan. So I start reading and I'm three verses into the reading and suddenly someone shows up. So that person showed up a few minutes late. They're going to have to go to a different shul. They're not Yotzei when they... If they catch up, that's fine. But usually people don't know this halacha. So what I do is I start from the beginning all over again. That person who came late, because a lot of people don't even know the halacha. We said someone read the Megillah as he was dozing. What's called dozing? He's not awake and not asleep. For example, you call him, he answers, yeah. But if you ask him something that requires some deep thought, some logic, that he won't be able to answer. Huh? What? Huh? But if you remind him, then he's with you. We said in the Mishnah, if he was writing, giving a speech over the Megillah, verse by verse, or if he was editing, proofreading, he had in mind to fulfill his obligation, then he's Yotzein, if not, not. Ukimna, and we say that, what's the Mishnah talking about? Where even when he's writing it, he has to be reading from Kosher Megillah. So we say it has to be in a situation, kigon dechtiva kula kameh, he has a Kosher Megillah written in front of him. Vekari psuka psuka bim gilta, demancha kameh. And he reads verse from the Megillah that's in front of him. Vekatavle, and then he writes it. He's in the middle of writing a new Megillah. But he reads the verse from the Kosher Megillah. So he reads it, and then he writes it in the new Megillah. Because if we're saying he's fulfilled his obligation with that reading, must be that he read from a Kosher Megillah. De'afilu leman damar mishu da tzicha shtei ktuva kulam. Because, huh?
We switch.
What?
We switch.
Sure. Even according to the opinion that says that the primary part of the Megillah is only from the verse Ishudi, he too admits that you still have to have the whole Megillah written before you when you're reading it. And there's a different opinions of what's the primary part of the Megillah. But everyone agrees that in order to be Yotze, you need a whole Megillah written in front of you. Now, yes, you could be missing a pasuk here, a pasuk there. But you can't be writing the Megillah as you're reading it. You need a kosher Megillah. And we come out halachically that any writing that you do, you're going to copy over Tanakh. You have to copy from another Tanakh. You can't do anything by heart. The only exception are going to be tefillin and mezuzos, because we say Abaye sharelu lebnei berechava lemichtav tefillin mezuzot shelo minichtav. Abaye permitted the people of the city of Rechava to write tefillin and mezuzos by heart, not copying from something written. Kiman, what opinion is he going with? Ki aitana, like this Tanakh opinion. The Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda omer mishum Rabbeinu. Rabbi Yehuda quotes Rabbeinu. Tefillin umzuzot nichtavin shelo minichtav. Tefillin and mezuzos could be written by heart, and they don't need to have lines engraved in the tefillin and mezuzos as you're writing them. Meaning, whenever we write a pasuk, we say you have to write it on a line. If you look at the klaf of the Sefer Torah or tefillin and mezuzos, we engrave in the klaf lines. We draw lines. We basically use like a piece of metal to engrave in the klaf lines. Now, the lines in the Sefer Torah, tefillin and mezuzos, are different than the lines that we write on, and that the top of the letter touches the line, not the bottom. When we write, the top of the letters have to be on the line, not the bottom of the letter. That's how you write in the Sefer Torah, Tefillah, and Mezuzah.
What is it different from?
When you write, usually you write the bottom of the letters on a line. V'ilcheta, mezuzah tzicha sirtut, tefillin en tzichin sirtut. The halacha is that mezuzah requires sirtut, and tefillin does not. V'idi v'idi nichtavot shelo minichtav. Sirtut is scratching in those lines. V'idi v'idi nichtavot shelo minichtav. And both of them can be written by heart. Naitam amigas grisin. Because we say everyone knows them by heart. Now, it's not so simple, because you have mezuzot that's written with vavs, without vavs, tzitzit, tzitzit. V'tzarich lesortut alemigilta. Tzitzit with two yuds, with one yud. Totafot. There are words that you have to know exactly how to spell them, and they're not always spelled the same way. And you do have to draw lines into the Megillah. Just like the Sefer Torah itself, so too a Megillah requires these lines. The Gemara tells us in the first chapter of Gittin, if I have people and I have the potential to give them over into the authorities and they're bugging me, what's the deal? Am I allowed to do it or not? Let's see.
Okay,
Siltet. Let's see, one second.
I don't understand what you said.
He said, there are people who are bothering me, and I know they didn't pay their taxes. I could tell the authorities that about these people, and then the authorities will bump them off for me. Am I allowed to do that? Siltet v'katavle. So, Rabbi Eliezer wrote the pasuk, but first he drew a line. And then he wrote the pasuk, Amalti eshmera derachai mechato vilshoni eshmera lefi machsom beod rasha lenegdi. Afal pi sherasha lenegdi, even though the wicked are opposite me, David HaMel says, eshmera lefi machsom, I watch my mouth. I don't speak badly about them. They're wicked. They deserve to be punished. But I won't speak badly about them. I won't cause it to happen. So he answered him without saying anything but the verse, but he wouldn't write the verse without drawing the lines first. Shalachle. So Marukva sent back word, Mitzarin li tuva. But they're bugging me a lot. They're harming me greatly. Velo matzina de'ekum behu. And I don't have a way to stand up to them. Shalachle. So he sent back the pasuk, Dom Lashem v'itcholelo. Dom Lashem, be silent to Hashem, vehu yapilem lefanecha chalalim chalalim, and God will make them fall before you, corpses, corpses. Hashkem ve'arev aleim lebet ha-midrash ven kalin me'aleim. If you go early and stay late in Beis Medrash and daven about these people that are harming you, then don't worry, they'll fall on their own. Amar v'yitzchak shnaim kotvin belo sirtut, that when he wrote the pasuk, he did sirtut. He wouldn't write the pasuk without drawing lines under it. So we're bringing the whole story over. Say that. Amar Rav Yitzchak, Shnaim Kotvin Belo Sirtut. If you want to write two verses, you could write it without lines. Shalosh En Kotvin Belo Sirtut. But three, you don't write without lines. B'manita Tana, in the Braisa it says, Gimel Kotvin, three verses could be written without lines. Albain Kotvin, but four cannot be written without lines. Yes?
That one pasuk took him three lines or two lines?
So he seems to have held that even for this one pasuk you need lines. Mishnah, Haita Ktuva, let's say the Megillah was written, Besam, Besikra, Bekumusuv, Kankantom, with all kinds of different dyes, Alaniyal, Valadiftiran, different forms of either Niyal, which is grass that was put together to form some kind of paper, or Diftira, which is a type of parchment. Lo yatza ad shetei ktuva ashurit uvasefer uvidyo. It must be written in ashuris, it must be written in an klaf, and it must be written with dyo. Diftira, what is diftira? What is dyo? It's a good question, what is dyo? Let's leave it hanging. We paskin that dyo is any black ink. We paskin like the Rambam, that if you take Danny's black pen and you fix a Sefer Torah with it, it's kosher. Provided that there's no non-kosher animal in that ink, which you could rest assured there isn't. That ink is all synthetic materials. So that's kosher to fix. You want to write a Sefer Torah with that pen? Technically you could. Kabbalistically, you shouldn't, because the point of the pen is metal, and we write with something that's not metal, because metal shortens people's life, but that's Kabbalah. But technically, our ink, we do traditionally a different way, but really we're relying on the Rambam that says that anything black is Dio.
What if it's not Danis?
So when we learn the laws of Stam, then we'll get into all that. What is diftira? Says the Gemara, maliach, that you salted the hides, vikamiach, and you put the flour on the hides, velo afitz, but you didn't put it in tannic acid, you didn't put it in gallnut juice. Niyal, what is niyal? That's what's called machka. Afitz is that you put it, there's mei afatzim, which is the water that comes from gallnuts. There's on the tree. Just like a human being could be bit by a mosquito and then he develops a large red mark, so too trees can be bitten by certain insects and then they develop these bumps. Now those bumps are filled with tannic acid, and you could cut them off and then you can make water out of them that's very acidic, that's filled with tannic acid, and with that, that's part of the process of working out the hides so that you could turn them into parchment. So that's called afitz, to put it in mei afatzim. Afatzim are gallnuts.
Question?
Yeah.
Is this one of the shortest Gemarot we have in the Mishnah?
This is Rif. Don't worry, the Gemara is plenty long. This is Rif, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. He cuts out that much?
Open a Gemara and look, you have a Gemara right here. Look and see the Gemara on this.
I forgot for a second.
Okay. I think we will pick up over here, even though this is probably the most relevant for you Yerushalmis, this next Mishnah, but we're out of time. So next time, Bezat Shem, we'll get back to this. This is the Sugiya. What happens if Dani is traveling to Tel Aviv on Purim? Does he keep Purim on the 15th or the 14th? And not only Dani, you too, Mayor.
Yes.